Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Georgia elections officials are again pushing back against misinformation about the November presidential election. As Emil Moffitt of member station WABE reports, the latest effort comes after President Trump urged those officials to overturn the results.
Gabriel Sterling with the Secretary of State's office spent almost a half hour Monday afternoon debunking false claims made by President Trump and his allies. As for the president's conspiracy theories about voting machines flipping votes, Sterling pointed to two complete recounts of all 5 million ballots.
Which shows that the machines scanned properly. Our counties did a great job of following these batches and doing the hand count properly, appropriately, with scrutiny and with observers.
Sterling said misinformation from the highest levels was hurting voter confidence ahead of Tuesday's critical U.S. Senate runoff elections. He said Georgians should not, in his words, self-suppress their vote by staying home. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.
President-elect Biden and outgoing President Trump both rallied in Georgia Monday on the eve of the Senate runoffs there. Biden hopes to garner the same enthusiasm he received for the November election, and Trump also called for a strong voter turnout in races that will determine whether Republicans retain control of the Senate. New York is joining a growing list of states confirming a more contagious strain of coronavirus. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, a New York resident who tested positive for the variant is not a recent traveler.
The first person in New York State confirmed with this more contagious variant is in Saratoga Springs, more than 3 hours north of New York City. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a jewelry store worker in his 60s is recovering after showing symptoms and is urging anyone who visited N. Fox Jewelers in the week leading up to Christmas to get tested.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reporting. Britain is heading into its strictest lockdown since the pandemic began in March. From London, Frank Langfitt reports that schools and colleges for most of the students in England will close starting Tuesday.
The government has told people in England to stay at home. Exceptions include shopping for food, medicine, exercise, and work that can't be done from home. The UK has recorded more than 50,000 new cases a day for the past week. Prime Minister Boris Johnson attributed the surge to the new, much more infectious variant of the virus. He said he hoped new vaccines would help curb the spread.
The weeks ahead will be the hardest yet, but I really do believe that we're entering the last phase of the struggle, because with every jab that goes into our arms, we are tilting the odds against COVID and in favor of the British people.
Earlier, Scotland told people to stay at home and joined Wales in closing classrooms for most students. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
Wall Street stocks closed lower, with the Dow falling 382 points. This is NPR. Messaging service Slack suffered a massive outage on Monday, affecting millions of people who use its platform for work and school. The cause is still being investigated. The outage came just over a month after Slack announced it was being acquired by Salesforce.com. More than 200 employees at Google's parent Alphabet are forming a union with the help of the Communications Workers of America. Details from KQED's Sam Harnett.
For the first time at a major tech company, workers have begun publicly organizing a union that includes contractors and service workers, along with programmers. The main grievance is the lack of worker power, says software engineer Alexander Peterson.
We really want to save Alphabet from itself, stop it from becoming just another one of these huge, inhuman, faceless entities that just bulldozes humanity for the sake of profit.
The workers are concerned about Google contracts with the military, a lack of diversity, and the treatment of contract and temp employees. For NPR News, I'm Sam Harnett.
The State Department says the U.S. will continue to seek the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. This after a British judge ruled that Assange should not be transferred from Britain to the U.S. to face criminal charges. Assange faces 17 counts of espionage and one charge of misusing a computer over WikiLeaks' publication of leaked military and diplomatic documents over a decade ago. Defense attorneys say their Australian-born client was acting as a journalist and is entitled to his rights to free speech. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.